你们有把圣经的请打开这个以弗所书第五章第八节到第十四节。
Please open your Bible to the book of Ephesians, chapter 5, verses 8 to 14.
以弗所书第五章第八节怎么说？从前你们是暗昧的，但如今在主里面是光明的，行事为人就当像光明的子女。光明所结的果子就是一切良善、公义、诚实，总要察验何为主所喜悦的事。那暗昧无益的事不要与人同行，倒要责备行这事的人，因为他们暗中所行的就是提起来也是可耻的。凡是受了责备就被光显明出来，因为一切人显明就是光，所以主说你是睡着的人当醒过来，从死里复活，基督就要光照你了。
Ephesians chapter 5 verse 8. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light, for the fruit of the light consists in all goodness, righteousness and truth, and find out what pleases the Lord. Have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. For it is shameful even to mention what the disobedient do in secret. But everything exposed by the light becomes visible. For it is light that makes everything visible. This is why it is said, Wake up, O sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you.
我们搬来Albuquerque已经三年两个月了。
We have moved to Albuquerque for about 3 years and 2 months.
我记得刚搬来Albuquerque的时候，有好多地方都不习惯。
I remember as we first moved to Albuquerque, there are a lot of different things that we're not used to.
那么其中的就是在晚上在路上开车的时候，那个路有点暗。
One of the things is as we're driving at night, the road seems a little dark.
那么不止有点暗，有些地方根本没有路灯。
Not only is it a little dark, some part of the road has no street light at all.
所以开车的时候要特别小心。
So as we drive, we have to be especially careful.
然后有位弟兄曾经告诉我。
One brother had told me once.
他说他刚搬来 Albuquerque 的时候。
He said as he first moved to Albuquerque.
他说他同样有这个感觉。
He has a similar feeling.
他说不单感觉到路上有点黑暗。
Not only did he feel that it's dark to drive.
那么因为黑暗，有天晚上他把车撞在路旁。
One night as it was so dark, he drove his car into the curb.
把那个轮胎也撞破了。
And the tire busted.
所以这个光对于我们这个日常生活是非常重要。
So light is very important to our everyday life.
如果没有光的话，我们不能够生存。
If we don't have light, we can't live.
但圣经也讲到光是神所创造的。
And the Bible mentioned that the light is created by God.
如果你看创世纪第一章第三节到第五节。
If you look at Genesis chapter 1, verse 3 to 5.
那么神说要有光就有光。
And God said, let there be light, and there was light.
那么神看到这个光好的，好就把这个光跟黑暗分开来。
God saw that the light was good, and He separated the light from the darkness.
那么神就称这个光为昼。
God called the light day.
然后称这个暗为夜。
And the darkness He called night.
有晚上，有早晨，这个是头一天。
And there was evening, and there was morning.
所以神把这个光。跟这个暗分开了。
So God separated the light from the darkness.
那么形成这个世界由白天跟黑夜。
So the world then has day and night.
那么今天的经文就是刚才我们读的经文，谈到光跟黑暗。
The scripture we read today talk about darkness and light.
但是这个光跟黑暗不是指白天跟黑夜。
But the darkness and light mentioned here does not mean they're not talking about the day and night.
那么这里保罗用光跟黑暗来表示，来形容神的国度跟撒旦的国度。
Paul is using darkness and light to describe the kingdom of Satan and the kingdom of God.
他说神的国度是光明的。
He said the kingdom of God is light.
撒旦的国度是黑暗的。
The kingdom of Satan is darkness.
那么一个人相信耶稣之后，圣经告诉我们，神把他从那个黑暗中拯救出来。
As a person believes in Christ, the Bible tells us that God has saved him from darkness.
然后就好像刚才第八节所讲的
Just like it was mentioned in verse 8.
他说从前你们是暗昧的，但如今在主里是光明的，行事为人就当像光明的子女。
For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light.
所以圣经里面讲到一个相信耶稣的人不应当活在黑暗当中。
So the Bible said one who has believed in Christ should not live in darkness.
因为他是光明的子女。
Because he is the children of light.
所以在这个以弗所书第四章第二十五节到一直到第五章第七节，谈到一个信了耶稣的人的生命的改变。
So in Ephesians chapter 4 verse 25 through chapter 5 verse 7,Talk about the life changes of a person who has believed in Christ.
然后这些改变包括
These changes include
他说要拒绝这个谎言
Put off falsehood
而且用爱心来说诚实话
Speaking truth
也不可以含怒到日落
Do not be angry until the sun goes down
也不可去偷窃而且把有余的分给那些有需要的人。
Do not steal and share those in need.
那么口里也不可出那些污言，要说那些造就别人的话。
Do not let unwholesome talk come out of your mouth, but talk things that build people up.
也要把一切的苦毒、恼恨、愤怒、嚷闹、诽谤，一切的恶毒，把它们除去。
And get rid of all bitterness, rage, anger, brawling.Slander and any form of malice.
并且以恩慈来相待，存着怜悯的心，彼此饶恕。
Be kind and compassionate to one another. Forgive each other.
那么除此以外，也讲到淫乱的事情和污秽、贪婪的事情，这些事情都不可以提。
But among you there must not be even a hint of sexual immorality or any kind of impurity.
而且把那些淫词、方言和嬉笑的话，把他们通通除去。
Nor should there be any obscenity, foolish talk, or coarse joking.
那么这些东西对一个信了耶稣的人，应该是成为过去的事情。
All these should be in the past for a Christian.
因为圣经讲他在主里面他是光明之子。
Because the Bible said he is.A children of light.
他不应该活在这个黑暗当中。
He should not live in darkness.
所以保罗劝勉基督徒行事为人应该像一个光明的子女。
So Paul encouraged believers to live like a child of light.
所以保罗在哥林多后书第六章谈到光明和黑暗的区别。
And Paul mentioned in 2 Corinthians chapter 6.The difference between light and darkness.
而且他谈到一个相信耶稣和没有相信耶稣的人的不同。
And he talked about the difference between a believer and a non-believer.
哥林多后书第六章第十四节这么说。
Second Corinthians chapter 6 verse 14.
他说你们和不信的言不相配，不要同负一个轭。
Do not be yoked together with unbelievers.
他说义跟不义有什么相交
For what do righteousness and wickedness have in common?
他说光明跟黑暗有什么相通
Or what fellowship can light have with darkness?
而且基督跟撒旦有什么相合的地方
Well, what harmony is there between Christ and Belial?
信主的和没有信主的有什么相干
And what does a believer have in common with an unbeliever?
所以我们看到这个光明跟这个黑暗是不能够共存的。
So we see light and darkness cannot coexist.
因为当光一到来的时候，黑暗就消失掉。
Because as light arrives, darkness will vanish.
那么光能够照明黑暗里不能够看到的东西。
Light can shine on places where darkness can't see.
我们圣经讲到一个还没有相信耶稣的人，他看不到真理。
The Bible says that one who lived in darkness cannot see the truth.
因为他活在这个黑暗当中。
Because he lived in darkness.
所以在约翰福音十二章三十五节告诉我们。
So in Matthew.
John chapter 12.
John chapter 12.
35.他说那在黑暗行走的不知道往何处去。
He said the man who walks in the dark does not know where he is going.
我曾经看过不少决志相信耶稣的人。
I have seen quite a few people who have decided to believe in Christ.
然后看到他们从这个黑暗当中走出进入这个光明。
I've seen them coming out of the darkness and enter into light.
那么他们忽然间明白了。
All of a sudden, they come to an understanding.
啊，那个灯突然间亮了。
All of a sudden, the light is on.
我记得有一位弟兄说，刚刚好十点钟晚上的时候。
I remember when it was like 10 o'clock at night.
啊，就好像那个灯打开，一下子他就明白。
It's just like at 10 o'clock at night, you turn on the light, and all of a sudden you realize.
他能够看到以前不能够看到的。
He can see what he cannot see before.
因为现在他知道他要往哪里去。
Because now he knows where he's going.
那么过去几个月，我们教会有一位弟兄、两位姐妹接受耶稣基督成为他们的救主。
In the last month, in our church, there is a brother and two sisters who have made the decision to believe in Christ.
我看到他们从这个黑暗当中走出，然后进入这个光明。
I can see them coming out of the darkness and walking into the light.
但是因为神的恩典临到他们的身上。
It is because God's grace has come upon them.
那么直到他们成为这个光明的子女。
And so they have become children of the light.
如果我们回到这个以弗所书第一章第四节的话。
And if we go back to Ephesians chapter 1 verse 4.
那么这里讲到神从创立世界以前在基督里拣选了我们。使我们在他的面前成为圣洁，无有瑕疵。
It says, "For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight."
那么神拣选了我们。
God has chosen us.
那么从这个黑暗中把我们呼召出来。
He called us out of darkness.
成为这个光明的子女。
To become children of the light.
过一个圣洁的生活。
To live.A holy life.
所以圣经叫我们行事为人应当像一个光明子女。
And so the Bible said we ought to live as children of light.
远离这个罪恶的事情。
To go far away from sin.
那么身为一个光明的子女。
And as children of light.
那么今天的经文也告诉我们必须要结出这个光明的果子。
The scripture from today also tells us that we need to bear the fruit.
如果你看第九节的话
If you look at verse 9,
他到光明所结的果子就是一切良善公义和诚实
For the fruit of the light consists in all goodness, righteousness and truth
那么圣经里面除了讲到圣灵会结出那些果子、
The Bible besides talking about the Holy Spirit bearing its fruit
那么光明也能够结出果子
Light can also bear fruit
那么我想到这个光明的果子的时候，我就想到我在中学念科学的时候。
And as I was thinking about the fruit of light, I remember while I was in high school.
啊，这个科学有一个那个理论叫做光合作用。
There is a term in science that is called photosynthesis.
那么那个植物能够结果子或者成长，是因为它得到这个水分。这个还有这个二氧化碳和这个光线。
The plant can make food is because it has received light, water, and carbon dioxide.
没有光，这个植物不能够成长。
Without light, the plant will not grow.
如果一棵树放在黑暗的环境里面，它不单不能够结出果子，渐渐它也会死掉。
If you put a tree in the darkness, not only will it not bear fruit.Sooner or later, he's going to die.
所以一个信了耶稣的人
So for one who has believed in Jesus Christ,
他不在黑暗里面，他是一个光明的子女。
He no longer is in darkness. He is a child of the light.
所以圣经讲到一个光明的子女，他必须要接触这个光明的果子。
So the Bible said, as children of light, then you ought to bear the fruit of the light.
所以圣经里面讲到这个光明的果子，就是良善、公义跟诚实。
And so the fruit of the light consists of goodness, righteousness, and truth.
什么是良善
？What is goodness？
良善也是圣经里面讲的那个属灵的果子。
It is one of the fruit of the Holy Spirit。
那么一个有良善的人是一个有仁爱的人。
One who has goodness is one who has love。
而且他很愿意去帮助别人。
And he is willing to help others。
那么根据这个旧约圣经里面米迦书第六章。
And in the Old Testament, The book of Micah.
那么这里讲到，他说神喜悦良善过于那些献祭。
It mentioned that God loves goodness more than sacrifices.
他说这些献祭没有任何的意义，如果没有良善。
He said if you offer sacrifice without goodness, then it's meaningless.
因为神喜悦良善。
Because God likes goodness.
什么是良善
？What is goodness？
如果我们看米迦书第六章第八节的话
，And if we open our Bible to Micah chapter 6 verse 8，
他说：“世人呐、啊，耶和华已指示你何为善，他向你所要的是什么呢
？”He has shown you, O man, what is good. What does the Lord require of you？
他说：“只要你行公义，好怜悯，存谦卑的心，与你的神同行。”
To act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God.
所以良善是这个光明所结出的果子。
So goodness is one of the fruits of the light.
而且是一个基本的道德美德。
And it is a basic moral virtue.
所以一个良善的人，圣经告诉我们，他将会带来这个公义。
And so a person who has goodness will also bring forth righteousness.
那么他的生命里面没有任何的虚假。
There is no falsehood in his life.
啊，一切所做的都是出于诚实的心。
Everything he does it in truth.
他的心里面没有隐藏的罪恶。
And there is no hidden sin in his life.
啊，如果我们去上啊去坐飞机的时候。
If we are gonna go on a plane.
如果你是一个清白的乘客。
If you are a
A clean passenger. 那么每一个人要上飞机的时候
，And as everybody has to board,
他必须要经过检查。
He has to go through checkpoints.
他的身体、他的行李都必须经过这个 X 光的仪器的检查。
His luggage and himself has to go through the X-ray.
那么，如果他是一个清白的乘客，
if he is not guilty,
他不会感觉到害怕。
He would not have any fear.
因为他没有任何东西可以隐藏的。
Because he is not hiding anything.
那么，我们试想一下，我们的生命里面是否有一些隐藏的东西
？So let's think about our life. Are there things that are hidden in our lives?
直到我们不能够接触这个光明的果子。
And these hidden things.Prevent us from going close to the light.
那马太福音第五章十四节这么说。
In Matthew chapter 5 verse 14 it says.
他说你们是世上的光，晨照在山上是不能够隐藏的。
You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden.
那么既然我们是世上的光，我们不应当在我们生命里面有任何隐藏的东西。
So if we are the children of light, then there should not be anything hidden in our lives.
那么同时在马太福音第五章十六节这么说。
And then in the same chapter of Matthew chapter 5 verse 16 it says.
他说你们的光也应当照在人前，叫他们看见你们的好行为，便将荣耀归于天父。
It says, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven.
那么这里告诉我们，如果我们是光明之子的话
，So he says if we are children of light，
我们必须 把我们的光照耀在人群的面前。
Then we need to shine our light before men.
直到人看到我们的行为。
So that they may see our good deeds.
而且把荣耀都归给天父。
And praise our Father in heaven.
我们身为一个光明的子女。
As children of light.
我们不单要接触这个光明的果子。
Not only are we to bear the fruit of light.
我们也是应该知道什么事情是讨神喜悦的。
We ought to know what are the things that pleases God.
那么第十节讲到，如果我们要知道什么事情讨神喜悦的，我们必须要察念。
In verse 10 it says, if we are going to know what pleases God, then we need to find out.
英文讲到 we need to find out.我们应当去察念。
We need to find out.
怎么去察念呢？
How do we find out?
一个人如能够知道神的心意多少，在于他认识神有多深。
In order for you to find out, it depends on how much do you know God.
那么他越认识神越深，他就能够越了解神的深心意。
If you know God more, then you would understand.His desire more.
那么使到他能够知道哪些事情是讨神喜悦的。
And in that way, you will know what pleases God.
一个孩子如果要讨父母的喜悦的话，
If a child wants to please his parents,
他必须要知道父母的心意。
He has to know, the life of his parents.
我知道我的父母，我如何去讨他们的喜悦。
I know my parents, and I know what will please them.
如果我做一个听话的孩子。必定会讨他的喜悦。
If I listen to them, I know it will please them.
那么，如果我们要明白什么事情是讨神喜悦的
，So if we are going to know or find out what pleases God,
那么圣经讲到我们必须去察念。
Then the Bible said we have to find out.
神的心意都记载在这本圣经里面。
God's will is recorded in this Bible.
如果我们对这本圣经的认识越深，
If we know and understand this Bible,
我们就越了解神的心意。
The more we know the Bible, the more we will understand God's desire.
那么以致使到我们能够讨神喜悦。
And that will help us please God.
那么圣经讲到，一个信了耶稣的人是一个光明子女。
A person who believes in Christ is a child of God.
那么他的生命不单要结出这个光明的果子，
Not only is his life to bear fruit of light,
他必须显露那些在黑暗里面的事情。
He must also show what was hidden in the dark.
我们请看十一节。
Let's look at verse 11.
他那里讲到他为暗昧无益的事，不要与人同行，倒要责备行这事的人。
It says, have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them.
你请注意这个中文圣经，它是用责备这两个字。
In the Chinese translation, it used scolding.
Scolding 跟 expose 好像不一样。
There seems to be a little difference between expose and scolding.
如果你看英文圣经，它的翻译通常都是翻译成 expose。
And in the English translation, it's translated as expose.
Expose 的意思就是显露的意思。
Expose is expose.
也就是讲到这个光来到的时候，它能够显露在黑暗中的事情。
It means that as the light arrives, it is going to expose what is hidden in darkness.
所以刚才我们在马太福音第五章第十四节跟十六节所提到的经文。
So in Matthew chapter 5, we just now look at verse 14 and 16.
十四节讲到，你们是世上的光，城照在山上是不能够被隐藏的。
In verse 14, it says, you are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden.
十六节讲到，你们的光也应当照耀在人前，叫他们看到你们的行为，那么使到天父的荣耀归给天父。
And in verse 16, it says, Let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven.
所以十四节讲到这个光好像一座城，放在那个建在那个山上，不能够被隐藏。
And so in verse 14, it says, The light is much like a city that is placed on a hill and it cannot be hidden.
Albuquerque 东边就是一座很高的山。
on the east side of Albuquerque is a very tall mountain.
如果你往这个山看的时候，
if you look at the mountain,
你看到最高峰那个地方建了很多这个资讯塔。
You see that on the high, on the highest part of the mountain, there is a bunch of communication towers.
然后晚上你看的时候，
if you look at it at night,
你看到这个灯光闪闪，
you can see all the light, sparkling.
不能够被隐藏起来，
and they cannot be hidden.
因为他们很明显，他们坐落在一个很高的地方。
Because it's very clear that they are in a high place.
那么圣经讲到一个信了耶稣的人，他是世界上的光。
And so the Bible tells us one who believes in Christ is the light of the world.
他说他不应当把这个光隐藏起来。
You should not hide light.
他的光应当照耀在人群里面。
The light should be shown in front of everyone.
那么使到世人能够看到他的好行为。
In order that people in the world can see the good deeds.
然后把这个荣耀归给我们的天父。
And then they will give glory to God our Father in heaven.
我刚信耶稣的时候，
As I was a new believer.
我不敢给别人知道我是基督徒。
I was afraid to let people know that I'm a Christian.
因为当时信耶稣的人非常少。
Because there were very few Christians at that time.
我是少数民族。
I was in a minority.
啊，信耶稣的人经常都会被人取笑。
And often the believer, a Christian, is often laughed at.
所以我不敢公认我是一个基督徒。
So I was afraid to let people know that I was a Christian.
那么后来我看到圣经里面一节经文。
But then I saw a verse in the Bible.
啊，就是马太福音第十章第三十二节。
And it is Matthew chapter 10 verse 32.
那么主耶稣说，他说凡在人面前认我的，我在天上的父面前也必他说凡在人面前不认我的，我在天上的父面前也必不认他。
This is Jesus saying, it says, whoever acknowledges me before man, I will also acknowledge him before my Father in heaven.
所以那个时候我就明白。
And at that time, I understand.
我不应该把这个光隐藏起来。
I should not hide the light.
那么后来我就学习到了。
And so later I learned.
啊，当我去公司上班的时候。
As I go to work.
啊，我都告诉大家我是基督徒。
I would tell them that I'm a Christian.
那么基督徒是世界的光。
Christians are the light of the world.
那么光照在黑暗的时候，
And as the light shine in darkness,
直到那些在黑暗里面所行的事情能够被显露出来。
It will expose whatever is happening in darkness.
请看十三节。
Let's look at verse 13.
他说凡是受了责备或者显露，就被光显明出来，因为一切能显明的就是光。
It says, for it is shameful even to mention what the disobedient do in secret, but everything exposed by the light becomes visible.
我们知道罪恶的事情经常都是在黑暗里面进行的。
We know that a lot of times sin occurred in darkness.
因为罪恶不能够见到光。
Because sin cannot touch the light.
因为光能够显露这些黑暗的事情。
Because the light can expose all this thing that went on in darkness.
啊，这个蟑螂特别喜欢出现在那个黑暗的地方。
Cockroaches like to live in darkness.
原因是什么？
Why?
啊，可能他们所做的事情见不得光。
Because what they were doing, they cannot face the light.
我在澳洲念这个研究所的时候。
As I went to graduate school in Australia.
那么住在这个大学附近的一个公寓。
I lived in an apartment near the university.
啊，在春天的时候。非常多这个蟑螂。
In the spring, the cockroaches population exploded.
然后有一天晚上我回家的时候。
So one night as I went home.
我就把门打开。
I opened the door.
然后把那个灯也打开。
I turned on the light.
然后我看到厨房里面那个餐桌上有整百个那个小小的那个蟑螂。
And I saw hundreds of cockroaches on the dining room table.
那么当灯一打开的时候。
As the light was turned on,
他们很快的就跑，有些就飞呀、啊。
They quickly dispersed, and some of them flew away.
去躲藏起来。
And they hide themselves.
因为他们受不了这个光的光照。
Because they were not able to take the light.
那么圣经讲到信了耶稣的人是一个光明的子女。
The Bible said those who believe in Christ are children of light.
我们应当效法神，过一个圣洁的生活。
We need to live like God and live a holy life.
一切的污秽、贪婪、淫乱的事情或者淫词、荒淫和讥笑的话，必须把它们从我们生命中除去。
We need to get rid of all unwholesome talks, all the bitterness, the rage, anger, brawling, slander.
不单要把这些东西除去，也必须要照亮黑暗的世界。
Not only do we need to get rid of all those bad things, but we also need to shine our light on this dark world.
把这个罪恶的事情把它们显露出来。
To expose sin.
我以前念那间神学院。
I was at the seminary.
西南神学院。
Southwest Baptist Seminary.
然后西南神学院是坐落在一个比较贫苦的一个地区。
It is located in a rather poor part of the city.
通常贫苦的地区它的犯罪率比较高。
Usually the crime rate in a poor part of the city is pretty high.
但是因为这个神学院在这个地方这个地区的影响。
But because of the influence of the seminary in that particular area.
使到这个地区跟其他的贫穷的地区不一样。
There is a difference.With this location versus other location of poor location.
因为神学院的影响。
And it is because of the influence of the seminary.
犯罪率也因此下降。
The crime rate has also gone down.
我们这个教会坐落在这个地方。
Our church is located in this particular location.
我们是这个地区的光。
We are the light of this area.
你住在哪一个地方
？No matter where you live.
你是那个地方的光。
You are the light in your area.
所以你应当成为那个光，照耀这个黑暗的世界。
So you should be the light that shines your light on this dark world.
让世人看到我们的行为。
So that the man from this world can see our good deeds.
然后把荣耀都归给我们的天父。
And praise our heavenly Father.
让我们同心低头祷告。
Let us bow head and pray.
天父，我们感谢你，感谢你的恩典。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace.
感谢你赐给我们今天的话语。
We thank you for the words you have given us today.
求主把你的话语藏在我们心中。
Please hide your words in our hearts.
免得我们得罪你。
So that we will not sin against you.
求主帮助我们。
Please help us.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
And we pray these in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.